Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Whoa, we have been watching reality dating shows for how long, Poodle?
88 years. It feels like it.
And talking about them and podcasting about them about almost 4 to 5 years.
4 to 5 years. Okay.
I've been watching them forever.
People ask, since the dawn of time, people have been asking or wonder often, like, how was Poodle in his 20s? What was Poodle in his early 30s like?
Oh, and okay, after, don't go there.
After everything, I can say with much confidence, Poodle was a Vanessa, y'all.
Okay, I might have had Vanessa-like qualities. I was never this much of a nightmare.
You would 100% in your 20s.
Okay.
You would have brought your partner. This is Poodle. Not you now. You are not that. But in your 20s, you would have 100%.
In my mid 20s, I would have totally done that.
Ultimatum. And as you walked away, hollered at a guy, I'll see you later, boys. And flirted with him in front of your current partner.
Vanessa on this show curled my hair. Her performance. I have to watch it through my fingers. It's so cringe.
Now, I will say in episode 2, she's not much of a poodle in his 20s because she folded a little bit. And she did.
I never fold.
She lost her. Yeah. This is ultimatum queer love, everybody.
Fake it until you make it. Lie. Stick with your story.
True. I have to say, Amar, you don't let him see the blood in your eyes.
You deny it until the end.
Uh-huh.
This is queer love. I did find out this is not actually season 2. This is a complete spinoff, they're calling it. So the ultimatum tomb, marry or move on, queer love.
Season 1.
Season uno.
So that means they're going to do this with a bunch of like queer identified men?
Male, I guess. I think it's even messier when most of them are female identified. I've got to say, the combination of love bombing, quick insecurities, drinking. It's if you've been out to a lesbian bar.
Don't forget just holding hands and eye gazing. Y'all, there's so much of that in this show.
There's a lot of tight holding. Yeah.
Tight holding.
We'll also learn about terms like pillow princess.
What is a pillow princess?
A pillow princess, is a woman who is receiving sexual affection from another and doesn't want to do anything. She's a complete submissive who just lays there on the pillow going, and the other partner does all the work.
But if your partner is munching on your box, you munch on theirs, right?
No, not so.
You don't do anything?
A pillow princess just lays there.
Yeah. That's an option?
That's an option.
I want to be a pillow princess.
I've had some encounters where I was a pillow princess where I didn't have time really.
You didn't have time.
There was too much going on. The floor show was already underway. They already had a plan for how things were going to go.
I just don't know if I could do it. I got my dad's work mentality of a hard worker. Like, you got to give back.
I agree.
I just would feel so guilty, but maybe I need to get rid of that.
But a pillow princess, we also...
Does it look favorably in culture? Like,
no, it's usually a little bit of a it's almost like lazy bottom for us.
Oh.
I'm glad
how
I had to.
Dare you make say this. That? A term I've never been called.
I agree. Even if I'm on the bottom, I'm like playing offense, I'm playing defense, I'm wearing all kinds of hats.
Oh, yes. I've done my Kegels and I do the work.
So y'all, if you did not listen to our recap of season one, which honestly, that was a fucking snooze.
Just skip it. You don't need it now.
I think this is already shaping up to be better.
Way better.
Mostly because all but one of these couples is in their 30s.
Or
40s.
Or has someone, if one is younger, someone is older.
Yeah.
So the stakes are high. And I have to say, because I think this would be, I actually agree with you. I don't know if this would be as good a show with a bunch of gay men because several of the women have the whole biological clock thing.
Yeah.
And wanting to have children that are in their 30s. And so that's just something you're not going to get. But it is very different. There are still games, but in the same way, there are not like people. It would be interesting. I'm not, because that season was boring and I don't want to watch some of them again. But to see the difference of how men and women react and aren't, and all the mind games they play, and how here there's several of these couples. If you don't have a lot of female or she-they relationships or friends in your life and you don't know how these relationships work, this is such like a... Yes, they even made the joke, I think, in episode 2 about the lesbian U-Haul and all that. But there is something like when there's not this kind of they just get to the emotions of the matter much quicker.
Really quickly, usually.
Did when you watch this, like I enjoyed watching it, but it did trigger me in a little bit of a way, because how many times have you been at a bar and one of our lesbian friends starts to get into a fight or a really dramatic emotional conversation, like at a bar?
Countless times at a bar. I feel like neither of us are on the same page right now.
I'm drunk. I've already, like, we're at Mickey's. I've already
give her another woodchuck.
Yeah. I've given this dancer $50 in ones already. I'm trying to get this so he can go home with me, or at least I'm drunk enough now where I think he's going to go home with me. So I think I'm about to get lucky. And then my lesbian friend that I bought comes to me and she's sobbing because of something that her and her girlfriend just talked about. And I got to go home because she's my ride.
Yep. That's it. This is that. There's also, we're going to talk about, there's also a Vanessa here, and it's pretty diabolical. I got it from the beginning, as I think most people did.
You are not that diabolical, but especially episode 2, Vanessa. Woo. But we're going to talk about episode 1 because it was a long episode, and then we're going to talk about episode 2 in a separate episode, but we're just letting you know that episode 3 is really short, so we might combine. So we're just going to kind of take it. We don't know the spacing for these episodes, so we're just going to take them as we go.
I also want to say, if you don't know the premise of this show, even with the first season, the way they come into this is these are two people in these relationships. One wants to get married.
Oh yeah,
and the other,
because this is a free episode.
I've been trying to, and you've been running off of the mouth.
You know what? I was just excited. The coffee's kicking in.
So, these are five couples And one wants to get married, and one has given the ultimatum. One has said, if you do not want to marry me by the end of this experience, I will walk away. And moreover, I need the experience of, I want you to experience the being with someone else for 3 weeks. And this is, and I will leave you, or I will walk away. Either we'll get married, or I'll walk away, or one of us will leave with someone new. We did not see that last season. No one left with anyone new.
Oh, we did not.
No. I think maybe I'm being naive here. I don't think that'll happen a lot.
I don't think it will a lot either.
What I see more of is them going their separate ways.
I think if it could happen, it would happen on this version of Queer Love.
Yeah.
Because of the quick bonding that's happening.
So that's how this show kind of works. It is going to be like the first season was extremely messy with the approach. I also think we just got a bunch of drama queens in that first season. I didn't really like any of them.
It felt
now
very,
that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I didn't either. It felt very influencery.
Yeah.
Alexis
who left the first night. That was the worst thing is that Alexis left the first night.
She couldn't take it. She couldn't play the game. And this is going to be, y'all, this is something that, well, first of all, we're on the free feed right now. If you're listening on the free feed, this is a try before you buy, because this will be on RG Plus at the $5 tier. So on Supercast or on Patreon, you can join for the rest of these episodes. I think the first four episodes are dropping this week.
Yes,
and then,
first four, then three, then I believe four again.
Yes. Also, just a little, I was trying to look today because some people have asked me, we don't know if there's going to be a Selling Sunset reunion yet. It seems up in the air. I haven't seen anything confirming that. We should email now.
I do not know that either.
But we should. I was doing a granted, only a 7-minute Google, but I did do a Google today. So anyway, if you hear anything, let us know. But we will keep you posted. But also, I think what happened, one thing that is consistent that happened some last on the other spinoff of Ultimatum that's happening on this one is often it's a very strong personality that is they're giving the ultimatum, then the other person doesn't want this ultimatum all. They're just so devoted. And then you see that person that didn't want to do this process at all becomes interested in the process.
Flourish.
And the other person completely freaks out about it.
Yep.
And that's kind of one of the beautiful things about this show.
That was, who was that last time?
God, don't make me remember their names.
It was the woman, the black woman. And she delivered, and then the guy started sniffing around. She lost her shit.
She did.
So anyway, it's hosted by Joanna Garcia Swisher. Joe Swish. JGS.
I didn't know her.
I Googled. She was on like Sweet Home Oklahoma or Alabama or whatever the fuck. Sweet Home. Fuck it.
I Googled too. It said she was on Freaks and Geeks, and I don't remember her in that.
But I think it's an interesting move to have someone. They even ask her when she walks in. She's like, "Is it true you're not queer?" And she's like, "I'm not." And they're like, "Ooh, but you're hot. Ooh, I want to do you." And I was like, I thought security was going to have to come up to pull these people off of her.
They're like, "You're so gorgeous. The light's just hitting you right now. I feel like I know what you're... Show me your vulva."
I know. I said, "Get off of her.
Get off.
Ladies, behave yourselves."
I definitely think, and I know they've gotten a lot of hate. So that aside, even if they had done a great job of hosting the reunion of Love is Blind, I definitely think I think having a cis straight married couple as host would have been a bad idea.
Totally agree. Even someone who doesn't identify as queer is better than two straight people. There's something about it that doesn't feel right. Yeah.
I do think they could have, I do think it would have been interesting to have a host who's a little more queer-minded when we get to the dinner.
Like Margaret Cho.
Well, she would have been too funny. But yeah, Margaret Cho or who's the one? She hosted that Amazon show. I don't know if she's queer, but all the...
Oh, Betty Who.
Betty Who, I think, would have been a great host for this. I love Betty Who, too. So
she's so tall.
She's very tall. I think someone in that realm would have been...
I think they would have jumped on her and devoured her whole.
They would have. They could have. Oh, they could have gotten... This would have been a different show if they would have gotten Tig Notaro. Just
very different show. She's just verbally abusing everyone.
You know what? But Hannah Gadsby, she would have been great.
Yeah.
She's a comedian, but she talks about serious things. Like, I could see that.
I think Joanna Garcia Swisher is bringing the right type of...
She is, though.
Hometown bland energy. She's quite pretty. She's not going to distract from all of the lesbian drama. One quick note, you guys, before we jump in on this, because these are people who, some of these are people are identifying as non-binary. We're going to try to get that right. However, I find that a lot of these people are switching off with she or they. I had to look it up on the Netflix site to see what
they
they're
switch off in the middle of the show. I think I try to remember. I think the only one I'm really going to try to focus on is Aussie's pronoun is Aussie. I saw
Aussie.
So, which kind of makes it easier. So, I'll try to. So anyway, feel free to correct us, y'all. We are doing our best.
I think even on the Netflix site, that was the only place they could find it. There was no inclusion on the show at all. And
for pronouns, like in the Chirons or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can we start off with Vanessa, who is 30, and Xander, who is 30. They've been together for 4 years. They met as seniors in high school because their boyfriends were best friends. Now things are different.
Vanessa helped Xander come out, right?
Yes. That's kind of what it sounds like. I said Vanessa looks like a cross between Idina Menzel and Demi Lovato.
I can see
it's
that.
She's crazy.
She is beautiful.
And Vanessa says, "Well, I went to a taco truck," and I was like, "Is that a lesbian inside joke?" A taco truck break.
Wow.
And Vanessa says, "Well, I asked her. I saw her, and I said, 'Are you still dating your boyfriend?'" And my follow up question was, "Are you gay?" And Xander basically says, "I had not come out to anyone but my best friend," and their high school boyfriend blocked them after all that. I gotta say, I think that's okay.
Move on with
your live high school boyfriend.
Move on, high school boyfriend.
Xander says, "We have a connection that I don't think I'll ever find again, and I want to be married." So Xander was the one who gave the ultimatum to him. And this, Vanessa says things like, "I love you so much, but I never imagined a long-term relationship with you. I don't want stability. I want freedom. Xander, I want children. I think you should go your separate ways." I think this is a disaster.
DOA, I will say that as someone who this last year have been analyzing and looking at, and thankfully it wasn't this rough, but... Xander needs to go to a codependent anonymous meeting real bad.
Right.
They are so latched on to this idea of, and that's what's interesting about this show. It's this, they've picked people that, I think the longest relationship we ever, people that have been together, 4 years, maybe 5? Which kind of hits.
Which is a good long time. 4 years is a long time.
It's a good long time. Without marriage. But as far as it kind of is in that you're still there's this idea of someone like Xander, and I think some other people would talk about later. I would watch this and thought, are you looking at this relationship for what it really is or for what you want it to be?
Oh, totally.
I saw that a lot with them.
And Vanessa's not going to help because she's going to be whatever you want whenever you need it.
That is
true. She's a fucking narcissist.
We do find out later, too, that she's her profession is an influencer.
Of course it is. Y'all, this is someone who's in here to fuck shit up. And not in a good way.
This
is an agent of chaos. I think Vanessa's only with Xander because it's convenient for her to be. And she hasn't found anyone else who she wants to go for yet.
Yeah.
I know her because I was her. And it's why she scares me. It's why she scares me. Two of the other contestants or couples already get the skis from her.
It's good. It's so good. Let's talk about
Mal, who's 36, either she, he, they, and Yoli, who's 34, she, he. And they've been together 3 years. Mal they met during Pride. It can happen.
Mal can get it.
Oh my God.
Mal, I'm telling you, I have, what is interesting.
They would proposition me and I'd hit it.
I'm kind of like I really was watching this. I thought, can I be with someone who just, maybe I can't, because Mal, and also even though they have a lot more emotional problems, but God, Tiff would fuck me sideways to Saturday. And I would just be laying there.
I love Tiff.
Oh, Tiff is so hot.
Tiff is your textbook messy mass butch lesbian.
Oh, and they fuck so good. Oh,
y'all, if you've been to a club, there's some Tiffs around.
Oh, my ass is just giggling thinking about those fingers. Woo!
Wow.
This made me excited. I'm going to an Indigo Girls concert in a month. I'm like, woo! I am. I'm very excited.
Wear your hair down. Put some bows in it. You can become your own pillow princess.
I could. All right. So Mal and Yoli.
So the idea here is that Yoli says, I knew I loved Mal when I was sick and she took care of me. And Mal says, I want stability enough for the ring, for the kids, the enough to pay for the in vitro. And Yoli is the one who gave the ultimatum. And she's like, why can't we just, I just want to be with you. That's the only thing I want. And this idea of it doesn't matter what gender people are. A lot of people, mostly the Mal would identify with the male couples of male people in heterosexual couples of saying, I can't provide for us. I don't have enough money.
We'll use their words. They use mask and femme a lot in these relationships. So Mal definitely said they identify. That's like, it's interesting because that's like a super triggering word in the gay community. We don't like, if someone ever says I'm mask, I'm like, don't talk to me. Like, that's just not something I'm interested in. But in these relationships, it's actually, I just want to bring that up.
It's identifiers too. It's not presenting how people present as mask. Both Mal and Tiff present pretty mask.
I think Xander too and Aussie, they were all talking about it.
Yes.
So what is interesting though? Yes, Yoli put in the ultimatum, but we find like you think, okay, the old Mal doesn't want to get married and doesn't want to settle down. Not true. Mal basically says, Yoli falls in love with everyone, and how do I know that I'm special and that they actually want to be with me and just not anyone?
So it tells you it's not just the couple dynamic here, y'all. It's the individual and how they feel about themselves. It's why probably what should happen, instead of going on a dating show, they probably should have went to couples therapy.
Yeah. Well, this was cheaper. And they got paid.
And they got paid, and free drinks. And they got to go to Texas. This is being filmed in Texas. I don't know where these people are from, but it is being filmed in Texas. So, Joe Swish basically says each of you are compatible with multiple people here. I don't know how they do this. I don't know how they decide.
We had a problem with this before. We wish there was.
Do they show them pics and go swipe left, swipe right?
Yeah. How do we?
I think I would be okay if they said we gave people personality tests with the same problem with Are You the One? We're like, the experts have decided who these people should be with.
Well, not as, I mean, they actually do testing and things like that. But what is it? Yeah.
What kind of testing is it?
I know. We want to know. Inquiring minds.
I need to know.
So, but they do, this is very much like on Love is Blind where they say, will you choose love? Or will you walk away forever? And Joanna's
very
much...
And I scream, no, that's not going to happen.
And Joanna's very much like, she's... or Joe Swish, I enjoy that. She's basically, you've got to figure out, basically, is the person you're going to date, are you going to marry them instead of the other? That's the way she kind of poses it. It's like, you have to walk away from this experiment and marry someone.
And you may marry the person next, maybe this waiter.
It might be that grip, but you're going to marry someone at the end of these 3 weeks.
So we also meet Lexi, and who's 24, and Ray, who's 27. These are the youngest people. However, Lexi has her shit together more than anyone, and I love her.
I love Lexi.
And her enormous jugs.
Lexi reminds me so much of one of my best friends who's just like, who always gives me supportive Jewish mother energy. Yeah. If you just have my friend Jess, that's who she reminds me of. And if you have a friend like that, it's who always has their shit together. It's just one of the best things in the world. I love her.
So they've been dating for 3 years, which means they met, they must have met at school because they had their diplomas from like USC, and so Lexi met her when she was 21 years old, and normally I would say you're too young, you need to move on, but who knows? Maybe this will work out. I kind of want Lex. I want the best for Lexi. I want her to have the best of these people. I don't know if Ray is the best of them. I don't know.
I like Ray. I don't think there's anything wrong with Ray. I think Ray dims Lexi's light.
Agree.
I think,
Did I mention that Lexi is stacked, right?
Yeah, you did. And they mentioned it, y'all, because it literally is like, it would be like on the gay show, if there was one guy who said he had a 10-inch dick. Everybody would be like... Yeah. Hey,
like every time they date this one, it's like ding, 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 ding. Like people are just like blinking.
It is.
Ooga.
It is great watching them date her because, y'all, Lexi doesn't play. She wears a fucking bikini top to the first date. And they're all just like, don't look at your tits.
These boobs are literally pushing the bikini top away. They're like, I want to get out in the sunlight. Woo! Show me off.
Show me love. Show me light. Right. It's good.
It's so they're talking. It's their last night. Final night as a couple, basically. And I kept writing, what is on the table that they are having? Are these cinnamon rolls? Are they pastries? This is not a sexual food.
It looked just like table dressing and not actual.
I don't think those were eaten. And Lexi says, when I first met Ray, she was trying to get a booty call from me. And it turns out she's a boobs girl. Well, it sounds like she's in a good place. She's all you can eat buffet.
And Ray says, you know, I worry that you picture love, that when someone loves someone, they're loving, they're running around screaming it and yelling it to the rooftops. And Ray says, that's not me. And Lexi says, she basically said, oh, wait, am I mixing them up? No, I think Ray said that. And Lexi says, she's like, I worry, though, that you look at love another way, like this perfect thing, and that's not, I'm not going to do that either. So.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know if I'll live up to your expectations.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Mildred. Before
we do that, can we take a commercial? Because it's a free feature.
Oh, good idea.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I found Mildred searching an Instagram hashtag, lesbian Latina. I think this is pretty desperate.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you just search for,
yes. Well, what kind of, boy, what hashtags would you search for?
Hashtag Emily Dickinson Dick Lover.
I don't even know how. I'm going to have to ask Caitlin. I don't even know how you search.
We have hashtags.
We do?
Yes. You can find our podcast through looking for hashtags.
Really?
Yes.
God, when I start dating again, it's going to be like a caveman or cavewoman trying to just like start fire.
Yeah, you're going to get taken advantage of a lot.
Well, it's the technology of it. I don't get it.
Ooh, it's going to be rough. So Mildred and Tiffany, they are 33 and 32. After finding her on a hashtag, Tiff said, I'm going to DM the fuck out of you. And they've been together ever since.
Here's the deal. I'm going to sum this relationship up. Y'all, they fuck good and that's about it.
This is, to me, this wins for messiest relationship. I don't know. The Vanessa Xander one is just so ridiculously one-sided. I think this though is the lesbian couple that you see at a bar screaming at one another.
Yeah, they've only been dating 2 years, so really not that long. But everything about like Tiff talks about, they talk about how they love that Mildred is spicy, and Mildred's like, well, if you like the spice, then you got to put a ring on it.
I used to take offense to when people refer to Latinas that way. But you know what? I think I'm not a Latina, so I'm
using their words.
Offense. No, I'm just saying I kind of recoil when I hear that. But I need to get over it. And I'm not a Latina, so it's not my problem.
I think, yeah, they can. I've been with some black men who refer to themselves as chocolate and some that don't. I never do that because that's just not something I think of nor that I'm comfortable with. But if they're, you know, if we're in certain situations and they ask me when my face is buried in a pillow if I like this chocolate, I will muffle out a yes.
I didn't expect to get that perspective, but we need to move on.
Just call me Willy Wonka.
So, Mildred basically says, if the person isn't on the same page, I have to let them go. This is very much an all or nothing approach. This is either, it seems like Mildred is saying, you need to come all the way onto my page of getting married or we're done. And there's no compromise here. There's no talking. I have made clear what I need to say. And I'm not sure if it's that unnuanced, but that's kind of the way she's making it sound.
I will say Mildred needs to be grateful that Vanessa's on this show. Otherwise, I think Mildred would be getting a lot, and we'll see as we're watching, a lot heavier edit because Tiff doesn't really know what they want in a lot of ways, but Mildred.
I love her.
Mildred.
I love that.
Mildred just wants to be adored.
Yeah.
And the idea where Tiff even says right after that, they say, the majority of times you break up with me, you throw me away. And then 2 days later or 2 hours later, you want me back again.
And, yeah. So that just tells you a little of their history and how this works.
Not good.
And Mildred said, this is not another breakup. I won't come back after this. And
it's kind of like Mal, though, where Tiff says, the reason I don't want to marry you, though, is because our communication is terrible. And then we just have sex and we never talk about things anymore.
Right.
So it's like, it's interesting how Tiff and Mal both have very rational, reasonable reasons why they don't want to get married. And the other their partner is just like, but if you love me, marry me.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I think we saw that on season one.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly with men in that. So we also find out that Mildred has already been married and has children. And
did you say Milfred?
Did I say Milfred?
Milfred. Sounds like you said Milfred.
Pronounced Milfred. Milfred. When Milfred. Milfred. I like Milfred. Tiff says, if I could choose right now, I still would not marry her. So who knows? Our final couple, I believe, I think we've done all of our couples now, is Aussie and Sam. Aussie is 42. Sam is 31. They met during the panty on a kind of like an LGBTQ page, like a socialization page. And this, when we touched hands, it was like the movies. The age difference is something we haven't seen yet. And Sam is like, I'm ready for her to put a ring on, for them to put a ring on it. And they would
been dating, Aussie to put a
Aussie
ring on
to
it.
Put a ring on. And they've been dating 1.5 years. Aussie's like, I want to live with you for 5 years. I think that's what I'd like to do.
And 1.5 years is not a long time.
No. And I do want to point out that Aussie is proposing a plan here. We live together for 5 years and then see where we are. And it seems like that is not sufficient for Sam. And to me, that should be where people come to the table and say, what about 3 years? What about 4 years? I don't think this is a situation where you can completely subjugate someone else's plan to yours. Yeah, yes. I think Aussie may need to walk away here, it feels like. I don't know. But Aussie says, I'm participating in this experience. And you do you. And so we'll see. Can we talk a little bit? Now we're going to kind of do this, the rest of this, in chronological order.
The show is good. I like it.
Vanessa and
this is when they're at the
Xander.
Pool now, right?
Yes.
Pool party. Yes. Lexi's got her titties out, and everybody's like Poodle said, it's just going, ooga. A lot of tit talk.
Just so, boy, these are some memories. Thanks for the memories. And so everyone's dating. I liked it when Mal and Tiff are talking. They're like, you're the most masked person I've ever dated. They're like, yeah, we have a lot in common, though. Let's talk.
Yes. And so they have this conversation. There's kind of a lot of back and forth. But there's Mal. And even when they get to Mal and Tiff have, they're like, you're masked. But then Tiff and Xander are just sitting there in silence, like, and Tiff kind of says, hey, bro, I love your hair. And they literally have the exact same haircut.
It is interesting how dynamics break down where it's like femme or mask. And there's neither the twain shall meet, it looks like, a little bit here. Like some of those.
I was trying to think, like, of all of my friends. I don't know with yours. Like, I'm not saying it can't happen, because it does happen. But I have a lot of lesbian queer friends. And I think I only know one couple in Oklahoma where they're both kind of more mask. And that really, there is like a more mask feminine dynamic in most of those relationships.
Oh, just to clarify, what you're saying is a lot of the lesbian couples you know are one mask, one femme.
Yes. Okay. But I'm not, again, y'all don't come at me. I'm not saying that's always the way it
is. But you're saying,
think about my watching them date. And I went, oh, I've never. That's just something I don't see a lot.
So we're speaking from our experience. I think I would say something similar to that. I know nowadays, especially younger women, I see much more sexual fluidity from. But people who are in there,
that's a good point, because people are older on this show.
Yeah, people who are a little bit older are in their 30s are a little bit different, because I think. Yeah. Ray and Lexi would present more femme, both of them. And so I think younger, but these are, I think it's more of a generational thing.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. Point. But we're not making any blanket statements.
No, I was just pontificating about my life and my friends. Why isn't my computer plugged in? Oh, I forget. I didn't plug it in.
Who cares?
Well, let me plug it. Keep talking.
So Vanessa, y'all, starts dating, as Mother Poodle would say, Vanessa comes off like a truckload of turkeys. And
I don't know what that means.
Like, blah, 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 just like a lot of noise.
Ah, okay.
And I just, you can tell Vanessa loves every minute of everyone telling her she's beautiful. Of being the center of attention. Y'all, this is why she wanted to be on the show. This is it. And to get her follows up. Yeah. And there's this moment where Vanessa's talking to Ray. And she's like, yeah, I'm just kind of scared to commit. And how do you get to the point of like, knowing you're going to be with one person? And Ray talks about her very specific childbirthing plan to have the embryos transplanted to each other. And it's like, oh my God, that's amazing.
It was very specific.
It was. And we also learned that Xander is Vanessa's first serious girlfriend, which is not a shock.
Not a shock.
Vanessa basically says, I'm pansexual. It doesn't matter. I'm attracted to the person. And pansexuality exists. It's very convenient for someone like who's a narcissist like Vanessa to be pansexual, because it's all about who adores her.
Woo. She definitely wants to be single, y'all. For sure. She doesn't want to be.
What a nightmare. And in a competition, not a competition, but in a show like this, this person is dangerous. And I think both Yoli and Lexi learned that pretty quickly. Yes.
Speaking of Lexi and Xander, they go on a date, and Xander, of course, is Xander. I feel like Xander is. I'm parsing my words, because I'm trying to be nice about it, because I like Xander, but they're just like a lost puppy who's gonna fall in love with any bone that's put in front of them. I feel like
clueless and And super later on, we see their date with Yoli, super comfortable with talking, letting physicality do the talking and not really talking about emotions. I want to talk about Lexi and Vanessa, who have a date, and they're like, well, what makes you a catch? And then there's this really cringy thing, like, your eyes look like melted chocolate. Blah, 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 blah. You know, weird. Your favorite color is green. No, it's blue, but close. At one point, I just wrote, tell me more great things about me.
Well, you nailed it in that you said Vanessa has, I don't even know if it's conscious. She has just this amazing way of melting into whatever the person in front of
yes.
her
yes. No, that's how a narcissist survives. That's yeah. how you, that they adapt.
Yeah.
That's why they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, they low-key move into where you're thinking, I always like being with that person. That person's like the kind of a light, and they're always seeing something in me that I don't see in me.
Vanessa even said, I'm amazed how well I'm connecting with everyone.
Wow. And so later on, y'all, basically everyone's been dating everybody else. And Vanessa, they're all kind of as a group. Vanessa's like, who wants to talk about who their number ones are? And all the other people go, no, I don't want to do that. That's weird. No.
Yeah, we're not doing that at all.
She's saying this is a game. She's playing this as a game, and it's so evident.
Yeah.
So, and then she's like, what about a polyamorous orgy? Should we just get in the orgy? And I think Yoli just goes, that's not me, and I don't know who you are.
Vanessa is, if for some of you that need that, she's a Francesca.
Yeah, but less clever. And I think also, with less chill. Francesca is also a cool girl, and she knows how to play it. Vanessa is not.
She's not. Can we talk about a couple that I'm already invested in, and that is Lexi and Mal.
Yes. I just want to say one thing before that. Vanessa gets both Ray and Lexi by themselves in the same night.
Oh, yeah.
She is literally inserting herself in the middle of a fraught relationship. This is shit.
Remind people.
They're together.
Lexi and Ray are together, y'all.
Yeah. She's it's so weird. I wrote this down and Lexi says it later on. She's dropping bombs in the middle of this relationship that can't be undone.
And this is where I wrote, game recognizes game. Because
I was never this bad.
You were never this bad, but normal people, and I use the word normal, or typical people wouldn't think it's a good idea to date a boyfriend, a man, and then date his boyfriend at the same time. Like,
I would have had a lot of fun with that in my mid-20s.
You did!
Yeah. So, this idea, and I wrote down, you are an agent of chaos, Vanessa, and you must be destroyed. What were you saying that last little bit? Sorry.
I was just going to say that.
Mal and Lexi?
This might have been before because you were talking about that night, yeah. But I wanted to talk about it because I think it really comes up in season or episode two a lot. But they bond about this idea that, you know, Mal was issued the ultimatum, but you just see them kind of soften with Lexi because Mal is someone who wants someone who's dependable. He wants someone that's a family person. And they're not getting that in their current relationship. They're not getting that in current relationship. And then you see Lexi and it's almost like, I know it's the editing, but it's like she just fits into the box they've been looking for.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I love them together. I'm already invested.
So Lexi and Mal?
A little bit.
Okay. No, I can see it. I don't know any... I think all the couples that are the new couples are going to be experimental to me. I don't know if they're going to be, I don't know.
Well, another thing Lexi says too, though, on that date, she said that gave me, that I thought, I don't think you and Ray are going to work out. She says, Ray still has all the exact same problems that she had with her last girlfriend, and none of those have been fixed.
Yes.
That's a red flag.
And I think that is, I think that's something that we can all think about when we, when, if there people are telling you about their previous relationships and you're going, huh,
you act the same.
We do. You still have that. You don't obviously say it, or maybe you do, but that may be something like, oh, I guess things haven't changed. So, and you might end up just like the ex. Yeah. So anyway, that's the show. That's the first episode, y'all. It was 56 minutes or something like that. It was a long episode.
No, it was a long, I think VIP, that's all I did enjoy when Xander and Yoli did go out, and Xander, who was totally against this experiment on the first episode, was like, oh my God, that was one of the best dates I've ever had. Just and went, oh,
just, they're
God.
So clueless. Stop. I love them. There's something about, y'all, we all know that person.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's like the boyish girl who all the girls kind of love.
I bet they have so much pull with women or girls that aren't identified as queer yet or
totally.
Whatever. Yeah.
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 And they've got this.
Where's
got
that?
This,
I can see it now.
They've got this Justin Bieber pre-tattoo quality.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's all I got.
That's it. I'm liking this show so far. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite person?
Lexi and Mal.
Yeah, I like Lexi. I like Lexi a lot.
No, Lexi and Mal, they are together already in my mind. You cannot
separate
them.
No, you're incorrect. I think you're a terrible judge of who should be together.
I want to believe in love.
No, well, it's dead. It is. I like Tiff a lot because I think they're going to bring drama.
I like Tiff.
And I like Xander. Everybody else, I'm kind of okay with Yoli. I like Aussie.
I like Aussie.
Other than that, I'm just like, yeah, you're all background for me.
We like a lot of the people on the show that identify as masks because they do seem like, we'll see how it breaks down, but they seem like at first they have their shit together a little bit more.
A little bit more.
And the whereas their partners are just messes.
Yeah. Now that does seem to be the way things are going. Anyway...
Y'all, if you enjoyed this and you wanted to listen to more messy
love. Queer love.
Queer love drama.
Queer love. I'm looking for some queer love. That's our theme song. Queer love. Gung, 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 gung. I'm looking for some queer love.
You gonna write that?
No, I'm just going to sing that, and that's the theme song. So just record me doing that, and that's the theme song.
No, that's not what we're doing. Christina, don't you edit it that way. That's not how we do things. All right, everybody. That is an episode. If you want to listen to the rest of this, again, we've dropped 4 episodes already along with the Netflix first part of this. You can listen to that on Reality Gaze Plus. Go to realitygaze.com to join, or... you can listen to this, or you can click on the show notes and whatever app you're listening to, you can subscribe there. This is going to be at the $5, the lowest, the Lonely Heart tier.
Yeah.
That's where you can get this show.
And the next episode is when Lexi reads Vanessa for filth, and I still have scorch marks on my face from watching it, and I loved every moment of it.
It's, y'all, it's
glorious.
Worth the fucking $5 just for us to talk about that. Because it was one of the best shakedowns
glorious.
I've ever seen on reality
glorious.
TV. It was amazing. Oh, it was so good. And to watch Xander just sit there and hold hands and stare into, oh, God. Oh God, y'all. This first episode was good, but episode two is nuts.
Yeah, that's when I started. I'm like, yeah, this show's working for me.
Yeah, it's working.
Better than the season one. So much better than the Ultimatum first season.
But y'all, you can get all of our Love is Blind. If you do subscribe to $5 here, you will get all of our Love is Blind episodes, including the newest season of Love is Blind. So if you've been wanting, and this is a time for you to catch up on all of that.
You're also going to get Selling Sunset, which just dropped.
Raw dogged.
The month of May was good for you $5 tier members. You got two binges in one month, which doesn't usually happen, but that's just the way things dropped.
Guess we're not, we haven't had a weekend off in a while. Well,
yeah, that's true.
All right, everybody, that's the show. We'll see you on, we're going to jump into episode two. Until then,
sign off with the show.
Maybe we should talk about it before the actual episode.
I know what it was. Where you decide to marry or move on. Move on.
Oh, that's it. Do marry or move on.
Move on. Move on. Move on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.